God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew continued.
Disc 6. I could not get over the impression that he was in terror of something or someone. I was ushered into the office of the president. "What can I do for you?" he asked in German. I shook his hand and started to reply that perhaps I might be able to do something for him. But then I remembered that earlier conversation with the secretary, apparently to admit a need bordered on a political statement. So I simply said I was visiting his country as a Christian, and wanted to bring back to my people any word of greeting he might like to extend. The president's face relaxed. This was safe ground. A word of greeting to the exploited peoples of Holland from the people of the great Republika Populars of Romina. The secretary smiled and stopped mopping his forehead. "Won't you sit down?" he asked, drawing up a chair. For a quarter of an hour the three of us talked, carefully avoiding any real exchange. We talked about Romanian tomatoes, the largest I had ever seen, and about watermelon, which I had tasted for the first time in this country. We talked about the pleasant climate, kept mild, the president explained, by the Black Sea. And while we talked, I had a chance to glance around the room. I was fascinated by one observation. Every chair, every table, every picture on the wall had a number on it. I wondered if they'd been inventoried by the government to keep them from being diverted to personal use. After we had exhausted the weather and the local tomatoes, the conversation lagged. Taking a deep breath, I decided that the time had come either to be rebuffed again, or else to establish a real contact with these two frightened men. I opened my briefcase and drew out one of the Bibles. "Will you permit me—" No, that's not what I want to say. "Will you permit the Dutch people to present the Romanian people with these copies of the Bible?" Right away the two men stiffened. It was amazing how quickly the secretary began to perspire again. The president took the Bible in his hand, and for the briefest moment I caught the tenderness with which he held it. But no, he wasn't going to yield. He shoved the Bible abruptly back into my hands. "I do not want this," he said. "We've spent too long already. I have things to do this morning." And so I walked out of that building, carrying the 6 Bibles I had come in with. The receptionist, I noted, crossed my name off a list as I left, almost as if she were on guard in a military establishment. Who knows? Maybe she herself was a member of the secret police. How could I condemn the fear and the suspicion of the president and the secretary when I had never experienced the conditions under which they had to work? And still, this was not the entire story in Romania.